arrested six people on preliminary terrorism charges for allegedly plotting to attack French President Emmanuel Macron. According to a French judicial official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the allegations, said intelligence agents detained the six in three widely scattered regions, including the Alps, Brittany, and near the Belgian border. Authorities released no further details about the six suspects and did not say if they were suspected of working together or separately. The suspected plot was uncovered days before U.S. President Donald Trump and dozens of other world leaders are due in France for commemorations this weekend of the signing 100 years ago of the November 11th armistice that ended World War I. Radio Free Europe reports today that the Ukrainian prosecutor general, Yuri Lutsenko, has told Parliament he will offer his resignation amid public outrage over the handling of the investigation into an acid attack that killed anti-corruption activist Katerina Handzyuk. The anti-corruption activist was attacked with acid and died on Sunday in a hospital where she was being treated for burns from the July 31st attack. A dramatic homemade video was released of Ms. Handzyuk from her hospital in bed, imploring officials to focus their attentions on the corruption in the police department in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, where she worked as an advisor to the mayor. She also reported on the presence of pro-Russian forces still active in the Kherson region. The video shows the heartrending presence of a 33-year-old woman, her body scorched, the flesh eaten away, the burns having tormented her for all of the 3 months since that early morning attack when a man poured about a liter of acid over her and ran away. Police detained five people in the case, including the alleged attacker. This is VOA News. Facebook is admitting it played a role in the genocide against the Rohingya people of Myanmar. Last August, UN investigators accused the social network of being slow and ineffective in tackling how it was being used to spread hatred among the country's Buddhist population against the minority Muslim Rohingya. In doing so, it, quote, contributed to the commission of atrocity crimes. The report released Tuesday concludes Facebook was not doing enough to help prevent the platform from being used to foment division and incite offline violence. The report recommends Facebook create a rigorously enforced human rights policy while clamping down on hate speech. The special representative of the Secretary General for Children in Armed Conflict says a chief benefit of peace in South Sudan is the likelihood that a great many child soldiers will be freed and reintegrated into their communities. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Special Representative Virginia Gumba was present during the Khartoum peace process in South Sudan 3 weeks ago. She visited the camps where she met and talked with child soldiers. All of this, she says, has convinced her that prospects for the separation and release of children are very high.
The fear I have is that the amount of children that will be released in the next few months are such that UNICEF and partners will not have enough resources.
Gumba is appealing to the international community to provide aid agencies with the money they need to reintegrate the child soldiers into their communities so they can be given a fresh start. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In South Sudan, authorities say gross violations include decapitation and the use of sexual violence against a very small children as a weapon of war. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Tuesday his government has more information about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and that it will likely make the evidence public after investigations of his death have been completed. The UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani also spoke about the killings today.
In order to carry out an effective investigation to determine exactly what happened, clearly he was murdered. But was there torture as well? Was there an attempt at enforced disappearance? All of this needs to be established.
Khashoggi died after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. The Taliban officially has confirmed it will attend a multilateral meeting hosted by Russia to discuss Afghanistan, but a spokesman for the insurgent group said its delegates will not engage in any Afghan peace and reconciliation talks at the Moscow gathering. Moscow has invited 12 nations. The United States and Afghanistan will not attend. Joe Palka, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station. VOA.